A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, the best bits of this afternoon's show. And we had, it was like a turnstile, wasn't it?
A conveyor guests. Belt.
Conveyor
I think.
Belt, yeah. We had some good guests. We spoke to, if you ever want to.
Turnstile would imply that we charge people to come in.
That's true, yeah. We spoke to a man that's very good at spot the ball. He's won two cars. He'll tell us more about that and hopefully give you a few tips.
Yeah. Involving a ruler.
Well, actually, not even a ruler, but more on that later. Anything else?
Lucy Porter.
She was very good. She came in, yeah.
We didn't know. Discovered.
We've never really talked football with her before when she's come in, but we found out something about her past, which was very interesting.
Ian Smith, the comedian.
He was good, yeah. Manchester United supporting comedian. We enjoyed chatting to him. And who else?
I think that's about it.
That's it,
really.
Yeah. Great.
Bit of us talking.
Bit of us chatting, yeah. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. And yes.
How's the cold? Is it getting better?
Oh, not really, no.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Is it lingering?
Oh, it lingers. Oh, yeah. I don't know about the listeners, but my colds always last 6 weeks.
Wow.
They do, yeah. And they always go in the same. I always think I'll get away with it, and I don't. And the cold's gone.
It's another 5 weeks to go of that shiny number 11 there.
I know, it's the old mucus, Radaby.
Yeah, thank you very much. Enjoy your lunch.
Thank you very much. I'll try not to. Rebecca Vardy, that was a fascinating story yesterday.
Yeah, and you just picked up on it. Apparently, Danielle Lloyd got involved earlier on today. She's weighed in.
Only 23.
And Rebecca Vardy has now come back. There's three people involved in this.
But she did that thing that people do when they're accused of something. You know, I don't know whether she did it or not.
Certainly claiming she didn't. Yeah, she's denying any responsibility.
But people who do that always say, I'm considering legal action. So and often they don't. So I'm going to wait and see whether legal action does ensue. It's a sort of...
Well, maybe she'll start with you and work her way over to the colleague.
Well, I haven't said anything.
I know you haven't. I know you don't think for 1 minute. You're not making any judgments because not that kind of guy.
Not only that, I wouldn't have any clue. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know either of the people. An onlooker helpfully observed, though.
Beep, beep, beep. No, you didn't say anything.
An onlooker helpfully observed. They will never be friends again. Oh, it doesn't sound like they were friends before, really.
Well, I think they were, weren't they? Might have affected it.
I don't know, yeah. I love Dave Kitson's.
If I started telling you stuff that you thought, the papers might like that.
Yeah, it's unlikely though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what am I going to tell you? That's honestly, you know, I can't even get my birthday in the papers. They don't know I am.
Molly got covered in fox excrement, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No, the sun's not going to go with that.
Not really.
Possibly on a very quiet news day in an international week. Yeah, the dog. Molly's a dog, by the way.
Double page feature.
Molly's a dog, in case you're a bit worried by what Andy said there. Yeah. Now, Andy, a bit of memorabilia news, music memorabilia. An unwashed green cardigan Kurt Cobain wore for Nirvana's MTV Unplugged gig in 1993 will be auctioned online. They reckon it's going to go for a lot of money.
It's a sort of definitive gig there. I remember my son loved Nirvana and he had that album, the Unplugged album. It was brilliant.
Do you know who should buy it?
Who?
Well, she hasn't got one, has she? Cardi B.
Cardi B.
How many times have we said, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
She's got a successful career. She's adored by millions. I think number one album, no Cardi.
She could afford it.
Yeah, she probably could. I'll leave that out there for you.
It's a good idea.
Just have at least one. I'll live up to your name.
Today's I'm not buying it. We seem to have a rash of these stories at the moment. We've now got Osama bin Laden appearing in somebody's curtains. I'm not buying that one either. And the one I'm really not buying is the little four-year-old kid who was left with her mum's lipstick and covered her face in it. But not like that. I mean, like a full makeup job, as it was done by professional makeup.
It's a bit
Oompa
Loompa, isn't it? Well, but they got it straight off. They rubbed it straight off.
Well, also,
they?
If you, I promise you, if you left a 4-year old with lipstick, they would not come up with a neat, beautifully done, executed face like that. It would be all over her face, wouldn't it?
That's a so you think that's a bit of Photoshop, are you?
I'm not buying it. Honestly.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I mocked up a thing of me in mashed potato the other few months ago.
What, your face in mashed potato?
Yeah. And I could say, well, people could say, well, look, here's the face of Andy Jacobs has appeared in mashed potato.
You're not going to make the papers either. I won't be trying to sell that. Who cares?
Who cares? Right. The Star helpfully mocked up Steve McFadden in clown gear yesterday because he once tried his hand at being a clown but reduced children to tears. A lot of clowns do.
TV hard man.
But I thought that's a good disguise for Steve because he does like to go unrecognised.
Yeah, if he can walk around like that.
I still think you'd know it's him, though.
Yeah, you're showing me a picture. Well, it's slightly lost on the radio audience, really. You show me a picture.
Well, if I went on that theory, I'd have retired about 20 years ago.
Well, you know.
Photo news, I used to call it.
You should have considered. Yes, sorry, photo news. That's
photo
right.
News.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put it up online.
Absolutely.
I did love the idea as well that Shauna Harvey, the former CEO of the EFL, said they had considered doing a Carabao Cup draw in space. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, they'd actually had a word with the International Space Station. They've done it in different parts of the world.
Okay.
I just love the idea of Chris Kiwamia and Peter Reid up in space.
I quite like Motti to do it.
The G's, as they were going up, old Reedy. It was the old face being pushed back. He'd be smooth, wouldn't he? He'd be like alabaster. He'd look like Vladimir Putin just as he left the Earth's atmosphere, old Pete. But, I think the best way to decide on who the two people would have been to have got Max and Barry in to done a game of Culverhouse and then arrived at two final names. And they're the ones who would have gone into space.
That
would have worked well.
The first Christmas card of the year has arrived from Neil Lee.
Very early,
but we do appreciate it. He says, Happy Christmas from Neil and the team. So there you go.
Okay, who are the team?
Neil's team is the health and social care training at, doesn't say actually.
Okay. Well thank you, Neil and the team. God bless you.
But thank you very much.
It's only not even the middle of October yet. But thank you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Years ago. Yes. Kids, there used to be a thing, and it still exists, but in a kind of very minor way. There used to be a thing called, and it was all the rage, it was called Spot the Ball. And you'd have an old picture of often like a sort of fourth division game.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know what it is. You've seen examples of it. The ball's up in the air. Well, it's not.
One bloke's going to head it.
Yeah, one's heading it.
Goalie's reaching for it.
But
where
you've got to
try
and guess where the ball is, and you could win yourself something like five guineas, which was a king's ransom
then,
of course.
You had to have the ball exactly in the middle, where your ball had to be exactly covering their ball. If it was slightly off, that was it.
Of course. You can only have one winner, and you have to be right on the money. Well, there's all sorts of weird and wonderful spot the ball competitions that are still going. And our next guest has won twice. And he's won two Porsches.
That's amazing.
Not bad. It's Tom Harvey. He joins us now. Hello, Tom.
Hi, there. You all right?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Well, I mean,
are you driving in one of your Porsches?
No. I'm not at this moment in time. I'm pulled up. I'm safe.
Yeah. Okay, so you've obviously got the knack, Tom. I mean, what do you put it down to?
If only it was that easy to answer. I can't say I'm not good at it, because winning twice, I've clearly got to be, but unfortunately there's no secret to it. I keep getting asked. I think it's a little bit of skill and I won't say it on radio, but a lot of luck.
A lot of luck, yeah.
So a bit random, but the thing is, you presumably sort of had a very good idea. You mustn't. Do you follow football a lot to know where the ball might be?
Do you know what? If any of my friends are listening, they'll laugh. I play football quite a lot. But I don't ever watch it. It doesn't interest me for no reason at all. I just get bored.
Really?
So it is. I can't even explain the reasons why I'm good at it.
That's amazing.
So to win one is pretty good going. But to win again, for them to let you win again, which is a kind of good from their point of view, I suppose. But I'm sure it doesn't work like that. They must decide. They have a panel of experts who decide where the absolute dead centre of the ball is, and then they find an entry that matches it. Is that what happens?
That's correct, yeah. It's quite good because they do it on their website, so you can actually follow the winner each week, and they actually show you their judging panel, so it's different people, different referees, footballers, I think, that right. they get in. So it's, and then it goes on an average of the four, I believe I'm right. So,
right. Oh, I think I've seen this online. So, but they often, they'll come along and they'll surprise you. So you won't know, will you, that you've won till some bloke rocks up at your place of work or whatever, and they're giving you the keys to a new car.
That's exactly it. And I don't know if you've had the chance or opportunity to watch the video on their website yet, but when you see my video, you can see I definitely didn't know it was going to happen. I was in complete shock.
And the second time, you must have been thinking, well, they've let me win one. So, what, a bit greedy to keep entering, or did you just love this? Did you think, but and then another Porsche? Not exactly the same one, I take it.
No, it wasn't. Well, the good thing is the competition, I think someone won twice before a long time ago, and you're still allowed to play, and obviously it doesn't look good if you win frequently. Hmm. But they do ban you for a year, you know, from playing, which is fair. But as they say, is, you know, if you choose to play again, that's your choice.
Yeah.
But I honestly, the reason I played again was not to be greedy, but I enjoy watching the winners' videos.
Oh, okay.
I took the idea as I want to still be involved, you know, because the chance of winning again would be pretty incredible.
Hmm. For the petrol heads, then, what are the two Porsches you've won?
I won a Porsche 911 Carrera 4 GTS.
Wow.
And for this one, I've won a Porsche Macan Sport.
Oh, okay.
Which is a new shape that's just come out. So, yeah,
so you're a plumber. You're a plumber. So
probably afford your own Porsche.
You'll have to up the old call out charges. You can add to the. But no, do you have to put the old no tools are left in this 911 overnight? Have you put a little sticker in?
Do you know what the funny thing to that is? I've had the 911 for 18 months, and I've done 15,000 miles in it. I've been all over the place. Things I've dreamed of doing, I've managed to do because of it.
Wow.
And I sold it on Sunday, and then I won again on Tuesday.
Wow.
You couldn't write it.
That is incredible.
You really couldn't.
Also, if you rock up in the 911 to do a quote, people are going to be thinking, blimey, I bet he's expensive.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I won it, I looked after a friend who had to service his boiler. It was about an hour drive. So I went in the car.
Yeah.
And even he said I was crazy just to put my tool bag in it.
Well, that is pretty impressive, though, to get. And what a story, though.
Well,
sold the car and then have got another one. So now, the way we all do it, Andy, I don't know about you, if I just kind of follow the eyes. I follow the eyes of the two people going up to head the ball.
Oh, right, okay.
And don't you do that? You think must be there. Is that
it? Yeah, that's exactly it. But the truth is, some weeks, because I play not every week, but most weeks, and you might do a tenner or £20, whatever it might be. And some weeks I'm nowhere near. And then other weeks, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, I was pretty close.
Mm.
But yeah, you'll laugh. I used a coffee coaster for this winning one.
A coffee coaster? Just like
nothing technical, like a straight line.
Just used a straight line from that and drew it under the eyes of one of the players, yeah?
That's it, yeah.
That's a good idea.
What about that, and you can be driving around in your new Porsche?
Looking at the old,
it's not bad investment, was
it?
You can understand these days how they remove the ball, but I wonder how they did it in the old days when you didn't have the system, did you? Like you could do it now.
Just to kind of
I wonder how they got rid of the
put
ball.
A bit of sky over it from elsewhere. I would think in the old days of the newspapers, it's the News of the World that was big into it, wasn't it?
It was a
big competition. But well, look, well done, Tom. You're going to keep. You're going to have another year off and then go back in. What do you fancy next?
Well, they always say things come in threes. I don't know if I'll be that lucky, though, and I think I might gain some enemies if I win again.
Yeah. Well,
who knows?
Keep using the magic coaster. Keep it for another year, won't you? So
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good. All the best. Cheers, Tom. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Tom Harvey there, the plumber, has won two Porsches at Spot. We're calling this a sports story because it's Spot the Ball.
Well, it is a sports story, and also the fact that he
you've never seen any of the players in the pictures, and when they did it, you never knew anybody was in the the pictures, really. It had to be a fairly obscure game,
really. That's true.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from Talk Sport.
Making a welcome return. We haven't seen her for a long time. It was comedian Lucy Port.
Hello.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
So lovely to see you.
It's been
again.
A long time.
I hope you don't look any different.
Well,
if anything,
you
look younger.
That's not even possible. Like Carol Vorderman, I noticed today in the paper, she looks younger. I don't know what's happened there.
Yeah, she's younger than me now. She used to be 10 years older than me, and I've overtaken her.
I don't know how it happened.
Now, your daughter, as you say, has got into football, and your dad was an Arsenal fan, and has got a lot of Arsenal memorabilia.
Yeah, well,
or is an Arsenal fan, and so has it been passed on to you? Yes?
Well, no, so this, I need help from you, possibly your listeners, because the football thing has skipped a generation, sport generally skipped a generation. immigration in our family. So my dad came over to from Ireland in the 1950s, and like many Irish men, he found accommodation in North London and became an Arsenal fan. So for years, used to go to Arsenal, you know, in the 60s and 70s. And when I was growing up, I kind of, I've never liked football, I'll be honest with you, and I'm sorry to say that to many of your listeners may not feel the same way. But you know, I absorbed a bit, and I was like, you know, someone Adams, and there was, you know,
someone,
David Seaman. I did a comedy show once with David Seaman, and my dad was so excited, and I was like, well, I don't know who this man is, and my dad was like, it's David Seaman, and I brought my dad along to meet David Seaman.
He's very cheerful.
He was lovely. Yeah, yeah. He was an absolute delight. And people who are nice to my parents, like, they can do no wrong. I'm now a huge David Seaman fan. But anyway, so I sort of vaguely had some sense of Arsenal. And then, you know, Arsene Wenger, I was like, I believe he's doing a good job in the early days, you know, and then it all went on a bit long. But
Bluffer's Guide to Supporting Arsenal.
So, yeah, well, I have no idea now what's going on with Arsenal. But my dad sadly passed away a few years ago, and he hadn't been for years. The last time we took him, he was in very poor health actually for the last quite a few years, but in 2001, I think it was 2001, we took him to an Arsenal game, but it was a Arsenal-Tottenham game, and it turns out it was the Sol Campbell.
The game he went back.
He went back, and so my poor old dad, who hadn't been to Arsenal for years, and we were like, oh, this will be lovely, and it was the most terrifying experience. Of my life.
Quite hostile.
Yeah, you, really.
It's not the friendliest of games, but that was a particularly...
It was brutal. So we were all a little bit shell-shocked after that. So I have had nothing before or since to do. And then when my dad died, because he was such an Arsenal fan that obviously over the years a lot of people had bought him stuff. So he had loads of Arsenal mugs and like beach towels, even though my dad hadn't been on a beach since the late 70s. But, you know, so all of this stuff was unused. And when me and my sisters were sorting out my mum and dad's house, we were like, well, you know, it seems a shame to throw these perfectly good things away or give them away. So I took them all. And so our house looks like it belongs to absolutely fanatical. In fact, I had one of my kids' friends came.
Especially around. On holiday, of course.
Well,
when
exactly.
You go away.
That's it. Well, we'd had a paddling pool out, and the kids were all in the paddling pool, and they got out, and I had wrapped my children in Arsenal beach towels, and they were drinking hot chocolate out of an Arsenal mug. And not unreasonably, the mother of one of the other children said, "Oh, so you're an Arsenal fan?" And I was like, "No," and I couldn't work out why she would say that. And then I was like, oh, I see, I could give that impression. But so anyway, my daughter has now got really into football because, you know, they play it at school and it's a whole new world with the Lionesses. She's incredibly inspired by seeing women's football. I mean, I know people think, you know, people are very sniffy about women's football, but when you see what young girls take from it and the fact that they do watch girls like them playing football, it is amazing. And I think anything that gets kids into sport generally is great, especially girls. And so she's massively into it. And she is now like, well, we're Arsenal fans in our family, mummy, aren't we? That's, you know, that's what we do. And I'm like, yes, and I know nothing.
You're going to have to start going to games then, possibly, because there's a lot of comedians, fellow comedians, who are big Arsenal fans.
Yes, well, because my agent is, she's a season ticket holder at Arsenal, and Alan Davis and Dara, Ramesh, you know.
Yeah, yep, Ian Stone, loads of big Arsenal fans who go to the games regularly.
I love the idea of handing my daughter over to these terrible babysitters. Yeah. Yeah.
If there's a spare game, that'd be great. Well, all you really need to know is that they were a top side for many years, but they're now playing something called the Conference. And they've fallen on hard times. After Arsene Wenger, it all went pear-shaped. And I think they've got Boreham Wood this Saturday, which is near the... Yeah, so yeah, it's a good time to take them now. You know, hopefully they'll be on their way back again into the Premier League.
Well, do you know, because I used to live in Manchester, and it was at the time when, I mean, I think so, Alan Ball was attempting to manage Man City at that stage. And so I always supported City because at that point United were the top team in Manchester and City were the underdogs. And I just always like an underdog. So if their fortunes have fallen slightly, then that's perfect.
Sadly, they're on
we
the way back.
Quickly mention before you go, you mentioned your husband before. It's Justin Edwards, of course, and he was in the thick of it and lots of brilliant things. And he did a thing a few years ago that we absolutely loved called Jeremy Lyon. It was a brilliant, brilliant character performance that was... He had to give up because it was just too much, wasn't it? I mean, if you
well, if people want to Google the 12 Days of Christmas, Jeremy Lyon, that is one of his staple, yeah. You know, it's that's the thing that people remember. And it is, yeah, it involves putting away quite a lot of booze.
Yeah, I've got a lot of booze and fabric conditioner. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing as well. He didn't just stick to special brew, did he?
I remember the first Edinburgh, I very rarely do this, but I had to go and see him twice. It was just one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. Then I went and saw him in London. He was at the warehouse,
Chocolate Factory.
And now you're telling us he's doing a podcast.
He is. The Jeremy Lyon podcast is. I'm not even sure if I'm meant to be telling you. You're getting an exclusive.
We are.
But yeah, so that's brilliant. Keep your ears open for that.
And you're busy, Lucy, comedy-wise?
I am. I'm doing a Radio 4 show with Gina Yashere, which will be coming out next year, and bits and bobs of, you know, I'm touring, did a show in Edinburgh last year. This year. We're still 2019 technically.
Year.
I feel like I've gone back to school and I'm touring that.
Brilliant.
And I will be talking about Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah, you'll be on the after dinner circuit doing your Arsenal in-depth Arsenal material.
Least I will turn up wearing an Arsenal t-shirt, drinking from an Arsenal mug. And
running the legends evenings when you get the ex-players, they all come out and please Joyce, Tony someone or somebody Adams.
I think
my dad liked him. I've got their idea. And David Seaman.
That'd be a really good Legends night where the person who was comping knew nothing about... That would be brilliant. I think no one's ever tried it, possibly for a good reason.
I'm prepared to give that a go.
We'll see.
Phone me, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Phone me now.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Not strictly sport, but I've got to get it off my chest because it's really annoyed me. Have you seen the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Dame Sally Davis, has said that eating and drinking must be banned on commuter trains and buses to tackle obesity? And I was thinking, how do you get to be a professor and a dame with such a basic lack of understanding of human behaviour? I mean, if you ban it on, all that would happen was as soon as you got off the bus or the train, you go straight into the sweet shop, you'd probably buy two bags of crisps. You'd be starving. Yeah, it's ridiculous. How's that going to work?
I mean, so someone eats a three-course Chinese banquet next to you on the train. That's not massively pleasant.
Like that. I'm not particularly in favour.
Well, see, someone who hasn't got shares in Virgin Trains catering either, I would imagine.
Ridiculous. Yeah. There you go. What are you going to do?
Aaron Cresswell, we learned today, I mean, he has penned a new West Ham contract. And we're told by the Sun, he roared, "I love it here."
He roared
it. Why are the cameras never there when you've got Aaron Cresswell roaring?
Maybe
it's just a turn of phrase, I don't know.
I've got a quick T20 birthday spread.
Yeah.
Pelé Bill.
Okay, I've got to try and guess how old this person is with Aaron. How many years is it?
I think you'll know this person, pretty well-known person.
Yeah.
I'd say you'll be within 5 years here.
5 years, okay, go on then.
And it's a very, very happy birthday to the presenter of Wish You Were Here, the great Judith Chalmers.
Oh, yeah, Judith Chalmers.
Yeah, Judith. Yeah. She was going to come in, actually, but she's on holiday.
Of course she is. We did Harry Hill's Alien Fun Capsule a year or so ago, and she was on it.
She's still brown. She was permanently brown.
No, she still looks pretty well tanned.
Oh, good.
But those early holiday shows were fantastic. You looked at the prices. You know, it was all things like, you can have a week in Benidorm for 7 and 6. It was all this sort of stuff. An upgrade to a superior room for 9 and 11. It was all this sort of, it was brilliant. They're real kind of time capsules. They're probably on YouTube.
Yeah.
Go and check them out. Anyway. Judith Chalmers, she's looking very good, but I'd say she's probably about 79.
Within five, she's 84.
84. Happy birthday to Judith. The story you may have missed yesterday, Andy, was that this is the sort of thing you'd do if Villa had beaten Chelsea 5-1 at the Bridge, because young Prince George,
hope that Villa were relegated.
No, but it's worse than that. Young Prince George, of course, we saw him celebrating in his pyjama top and his Villa pyjama top. So, but someone wrote to the local newspaper, the local Norwich newspaper, complaining. They said the Royal Prince was very lucky that my seat was approximately 30 rows behind his and not nearer. With Prince George apparently jumping for joy at every Villa goal, I would have found it extremely difficult not to approach a club steward and politely ask, would it be possible to have these away supporters quietly removed?
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
That's the sort of stunt you'd pull.
No, I wouldn't. That's disgusting. Ridiculous.
So one Norwich fan, you know, that's a bit tight, isn't it, to do something like that? It also made me think, maybe there's a book in it, You Are the Steward. As a steward, you're given basically different scenarios that you have to deal with at a football game.
Do you want me to illustrate it rather than Paul Trevelyan?
Paul's a brilliant illustrator. We may not get him in to talk about it after the last time. You Are the Steward could have legs, I think.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
Because they are faced. And their money, you know, his steward's money.
It's actually a good idea.
Steward's money never goes up, does it? Whenever they talk about a steward, would you weigh in for £8 an hour? It's been £8 an hour in that particular scenario, is it?
Yeah.
Would you have stopped that fight for £8 an hour?
You think with the Premier League, they'd be on about £80 an hour.
Well, I think it may have gone up the minimum wage. Yeah. It's gone up slightly, but I do feel that really, because people tell these stories about being a steward, their money never goes up.
You don't even get to see the game, do you? That's the thing. Although, I had a friend who was a steward at Chelsea for many, many years, and he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He'd get in the players' tunnel, and of course, he loved the club as well. So, yeah, I think you can get a lot out of it if you love football. Here's a mail from the Times Diary this morning. I don't even know what this is. It's about Manchester City. They say it's always good, the Times Diary. It's very entertaining. Manchester City really is scraping the barrel, and not just on the football pitch. Yesterday, they announced a global partnership with Vigo, the health and wellness brand, which becomes the club's official smart blending device partner. What on earth is that?
Ed Woodward would be really upset about that. I mean, he's the king of partnerships, isn't he?
Yeah. I suppose is it to make smoothies? Is that what I suppose that's what a smart blending device is? I don't know.
I don't own one, Andy. What's it called, the company?
Vijo or Vijo. V-E-J-O or Vejo.
Okay. Veg or Vijo. I do struggle. V-E-J-O blend. What's it called? Smart blending.
Smart
is it?
Blender.
Let me put this up. Okay, but it's clean. I'm sure it is. City wouldn't get involved otherwise. Yeah. Vijo, the world's first pod-based blender, brings you healthy nutrition on the go. Yes, and I've got news of their partnership with Manchester City there. They're obviously all very excited about it.
Well, they would be.
Yeah, that's right. So well done to them.
Less excited than
blenders all round.
Less excited than I was to hear about Gemma Collins and her new podcast where she says that basically she believes she's got psychic powers.
Is she really?
Yeah. She says, aliens, if you can hear me, I've got lots of land here where we live.
I've got lots of land here where we live.
This is a quote. There's lots of greenfields. Land your UFOs where I live. I want to talk to you. I want to hug you. I want to meet you. I'm not scared of aliens. I think they'll be scared of you.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I didn't really understand that I could feel things that maybe other people didn't, or see things that other people didn't.
Well, what about that? Who knew? Expect an alien invasion in South Ockenden anytime soon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Making a welcome return to the studio is comedian Ian Smith. Good afternoon, Ian.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, good. We're just saying, we had Graham Stack in a little while ago, and we only had time to scratch the surface of some of the stories that he did with you on the Magic Sponge podcast with Jimmy Bullard and Rob Beckett. But you did get some great stories out of the players, didn't you, really, when you did the podcast?
Yeah, he's. I think he was the best. I can't remember if this made it into the podcast. I don't know if I'd get him into trouble for saying this. Mm. He told us he stole a digger once from like a construction site when he was drunk. And he says he remembers getting off the digger, but he doesn't, like, he didn't know how to stop it.
Right.
So he's probably just jumped off a digger when he's drunk.
He's got no memory idea of the path of destruction that went before.
Yeah, it'll just carry on somewhere.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, allegedly.
It could still be going. It could still be. We won't put a date and a time on it. You're coming to saw us a little while ago, talking about your fine Edinburgh show, and you're taking that round the country. You've got some gigs coming up in London, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of dates in London. I'm going to New Zealand.
Oh, that'd be good.
In May. I don't know if anyone's listening in New Zealand.
It's quite possible. Yeah. What time is it there now? It's probably about 2 in the morning. Our producer's got family there. What's the time, John? About 2? Something like that?
He's trying to work it out.
Later. Yeah. 3. Two. Insomniacs. Good on. Hello, all the insomniacs in Christchurch. Big up. As I believe the kids used to say. We talked a bit about your trip to Chernobyl, and that's become a big tourist destination, hasn't it, really? I mean, you're telling us it's now become quite expensive to go there post the TV series.
Yeah.
But you got there quite cheaply.
Yeah, I went when it was, like, cool. I was, like, the person who's into a band before they come famous. I think it's pretty pricey after the TV show. Me and my brother went. And it was pretty cheap because the Airbnb that we stayed in didn't have, like, a door handle. It didn't have a door handle and it didn't have curtains. So that was cheap. Mm. Flights are cheap because, like, the situation in Ukraine isn't very good at the minute. And then Chernobyl's cheap because it's, like, dangerous. It's perfect holiday if you're, like, if things are a bit tight and you're looking to go away, it's pricey now.
Yeah, but people, all the same reasons. You know, you told us the Geiger counters were bleeping all the time you were there, and you kind of get used to it happening. Mm. But people are going there now, and I don't know if they're actually weighing up the risk maybe as much as you did at the time.
Yeah, I worry about everything, so I was like googling if it was safe and looking up all these. But it's worse googling it. I think I'd recommend. If you're going to do something, just don't Google it beforehand.
Right.
Because that's what made me panic, because I was reading an article about if a radioactive isotope can go through your lungs, apparently it can sort of come out of your body naturally.
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Really?
No. That was supposed to be reassuring.
Yeah.
It can just come out, apparently.
It can, but in a natural... I mean, how big are they? Are they quite big, the isotopes?
I don't think so. I think it's small. I don't think you can see them.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. So you wouldn't even know if you were passing it then, would
No.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be like... I don't know how far we can go into passing things.
Well, it sounds
like a great place for a holiday. Yeah.
Tremendous. And we'll go then. We must do a show from there, Andy, definitely. But it's not all about Chernobyl, is it? It's about other stuff this show. You kind of have some serious aspects to it as well, in a sense.
Yeah, I guess. So me and my fiance, we had to postpone our wedding. She was having a bit of trouble with anxiety and things like that, and that was getting pretty bad in the build-up to it all. So we decided to postpone it, and it's sort of about, I only really touch on that, but it's kind of about all the things that happened because of that, because that's kind of why me and my brother went away on a little holiday.
Yeah.
I said a little holiday together. We went to Chernobyl. I entered a Scrabble tournament because she really liked playing Scrabble. It kind of chilled her out a bit.
Mm.
So I wanted to show my commitment to that. So I entered Aylesbury Scrabble tournament.
Wow, romantic.
Yeah, to try and beat some people. The big development is I emailed them the Association Board of Scrabble Players and the London Scrabble Group. Quite a lot of them are coming to the show.
Oh,
and I think I've oversold how much Scrabble's in
the show. Element of
they're
the
expecting
show.
At least, what, 20 minutes of Scrabble, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah. I reckon there's 10.
Right.
But it's also not, it's not complimentary. But I sort of framed it to them that I was like, it's a Scrabble show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm worried about that.
They're probably calling it that, Ian. They're probably saying, oh, we're off to see the Scrabble show tonight.
Yeah,
I understand it's all about Scrabble. It's all very positive. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is about stand-up comedians, but often do make very good actors, and you have done quite a lot of acting. It's quite a lot of successful acting. Do you enjoy that as well?
Oh, yeah. I really love it. I haven't done as much as I'd like recently. So if anyone's listening,
looking for an actor,
you're available. Yeah.
What sort of roles are you looking for?
Oh, gritty cop dramas.
Yeah. Well, a gig has come up for a comedian today. Arlo Hanlon was here about eight months ago.
True.
And
yes.
we said to Arlo, we said, you've got the best gig in the world. There must be. He said, well, it's work, you know. It might be sunny, but we're working all the time. Yeah. So he's called it a day. So would you fancy
being in the 9th series, the 10th series, which will be the final series?
Yeah.
It's up for grabs.
And Chris Marshall, they've all been in. I mean, by osmosis, really, you should be soaking
shows.
Up the role.
It's such an escapist show in the winter. It comes on and it's this beautiful weather.
Yeah. Do you fancy that?
Yeah,
fancy
I'm up for that.
Being a detective?
I was in an adaptation of Noah's Ark.
Right.
It was produced by the guys who produce Death in Paradise.
Ah.
So I might
slip
them an email.
Well.
Like,
just
to, I mean, you know me.
Yeah, I think you'd be good in it. I think you would,
We need to, I don't know if I start an email petition for this.
Yeah, the change.org. Will we get 100,000, you think, for make you?
Yeah, I reckon. Then they've got to debate it.
Then they
Parliament.
Have to debate about it in the House, don't they?
Yeah.
There's not much else going on at the moment, so I'm sure they could.
Yeah,
I think
sniff it in.
There have been three, and none of them have been with Northern accent. That could be the selling point.
Yeah, that's what we might. Yeah, we should twist it as that they've been regionalists.
Yeah, well, we've had
Northerners.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was Alexander Armstrong, wasn't it? Ben Miller. Sorry.
Ben Miller did it.
Chris Marshall.
Yeah,
Southern.
Yeah, Southern. And Ardle, Irish, obviously, but you know, no. No Manx in there, definitely not.
Yeah.
No Manchester United fans. Yeah, that is your club, of course, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And,
it's stressful.
Yeah,
it's
not helping, is it?
Yeah. I can't believe all this talk about going down. That's nonsense.
They're not going. I mean,
I'm not like 100% sure we won't, but it's 90. I don't think it'll be possible.
You get Martial back and stuff, you'll look a different team, I think. Yeah. I think, you know. A
couple of wins, it all changes. You
know, solid 16th. I wouldn't worry about it. No, I'm only kidding. No, I'm one to talk at the moment. But it's been a weird time. It's a weird time for quite a few clubs at the moment, isn't it? A few of them are in a bit of a state of flux, really. But
yeah, I think it's sometimes, I mean, United just got such a history that it'll maybe get exaggerated a bit. But even with Spurs, people are talking about like this huge crisis, and you think, only like 8 games in, and it's pretty tight with Chelsea and Arsenal. And
only 3 points behind Chelsea, who people think have made a great start. That's perception for you, really.
Same with Real Madrid, they're top of La Liga.
Yeah, and
everyone's talking about Zidane going.
Yes, exactly.
But I think it's just because Zidane's like goes crazy on people like Bale. Something must have happened between those two.
Oh, yeah, he does. He never fancied him, did he? Never fancied him. Mm. So when he came back, I think that there was your
strange,
sitcom pilot. He knew.
Player.
He knew that was never going to work out. So, Ian, we look forward to seeing you in Death in Paradise.
Yeah.
Next time you're in, you'll be telling us how you got the gig.
If it happens, you've got to get me and Paul out there as the dual victims.
We'll do Death in Paradise FM. We'll do a kind of sports radio show out there.
And we're both murdered by somebody.
I murder
issue.
You.
All right.
Yeah,
that's
that'd be great.
I've got loads of ideas for this if they're listening.
Yeah. So look, basically you've got a plot and you've got an actor and you've worked with him before.
Ability, corpse is the best thing I could do. I think.
And you'd be terrible.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We're back tomorrow. You got any other guests coming in tomorrow? Can you think of, or is the cupboard bare? There's no Motty tomorrow. Sadly, he's having a day off. But we have got adult mascot. Yeah. Yeah, good.
I thought you were going to say Adolf Mascot.
That's a bit of an unfortunate name. Adolf Mascot. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nick Tanner. He'll be very interesting. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, us. And the clips of the week. Yeah. So until then, have a great evening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.